Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, it's that time again. We're talking part two of Ultima Lucha Trace, and my God, there's so much blood, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Go, now it's a party. This is why you always gotta tune into the YouTube version, because it's a big old party. Guys, that's right. It's Thursday night. The time is right. We're talking part two. As they say in some parts of the world, part two of Ultima Lucha Trace. Rachel, I feel like it's been so long.
I know, I miss you so much.
It's been so long.
Should we pretend like we didn't just have dinner
yes,
together? Oh my God, it's so good to see
it's
you.
So good to see you. Oh my gosh, guys, that's right. We're back. I feel like it's been so long, but if you're sticking around and you're still with us, thank you so much. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you so much. My name is Ty Matthews. You guys can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews, PMA. It's just my name. No big deal. Next to me, the always effervescent, always effusive. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depends on how your brain works.
That's true.
Guys, it's Rachel Evans.
Oh, we're here.
We're here.
We're back. I feel like it hasn't been the three of us. Next week it has to be the three of us.
I don't know if it will be.
Are you not going to be here?
I have to. I don't know if Jimbo will.
Because of bar?
Oh, is bar next week?
No, it's the 21st.
Okay. We'll find out.
No, we better three be here.
Three MB.
We'll be here. You're going to be in trouble.
We'll be here. But you can find her online at Rachel Slam Evans, Rachel Slam Evans, or www.youtube.com/slaytricks or www.youtube.com/snarled.
Yeah.
It's the www part.
That's the most important part.
Yeah. Guys, we have got a lot to talk about, but before we dive into today's show, we wanted to remind you guys about some exciting changes to our network. Now, you may have noticed that the Lucha Underground After Show now airs on a brand new YouTube channel. That's because we're catering content to match your guys' specific wants, so all of your shows currently live on content-specific verticals. Now, since you're a fan of our show, all of the content on this channel, our sports and wrestling channel, should be right up your alley, so go hit that subscribe button right now. Now, there's so much good stuff. There's Raw, there's SmackDown, all that good stuff. We've got 9 genre-based YouTube channels, which you can find on the homepage of this channel. So go subscribe to your favorites. There's a whole lot of them. AfterBuzz is the leader in custom TV coverage, and we are always looking to improve. So let us know what you think on all of our social media platforms. That's at AfterBuzz TV, or you can always email us at info@AfterBuzz.tv. Let's try that again. info@AfterBuzzTV.com. There we go.
That is so many genres. I cannot name that many genres.
Nine genres.
Comedy.
We got comedy.
Drama.
We got drama.
What else is there?
So we have comedy, we have drama, we have sci-fi, superhero, and fantasy all in one genre.
All in one
That's vertical. Cool. So you got your Arrows, you got your Flashes, you got your Supergirls.
I like all those.
We've got reality TV.
Oh, yes, that is.
Not to be confused with reality competition.
Okay.
We've got animation.
Yes.
Wrestling/sports, of course.
Of course.
Red carpets and events.
Makes sense.
And featured and original content. Because we're getting in on that original
game.
That's a new boy.
Oh, that's a...
That's a good new boy.
Doggy. After Buzz TV, you'll fix it and leave me in the dust.
No, it's so good. It's super, super good. All of our verticals, a whole lot is changing. So hit us up on social media at AfterBuzz TV or email us info@AfterBuzzTV.com. You'll keep up. You'll find out. You'll get the latest in all of your awesome after show coverage and all sorts of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we got to talk about a bloody episode.
Oh my God.
Of Lucha Underground.
Oy, oy, oy.
Tonight. Oy, 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 oy grease and then tiger balls.
Yeah. I had bacon on my hands and now I have a different kind of grease on my hands. Cool, I'm ready to talk about wrestling.
So we kick things off
with
battle royale. Kick things off with a battle royale.
Yeah, how fun.
For, of course, a unique opportunity.
Of course.
And we've got all sorts of people. Hell, we've got Arrhenius back from the dead.
Sure.
We've got Masquerita Sagrada.
Yeah.
We've got all three members of the Rabbit
Vinny.
Tribe.
You forgot Vinny.
We got Vinny, Mother Effin' Massaro.
My pizza god.
We got Son of Madness.
Yeah.
We've got the Mac. Mm-hmm. We've got PJ Black. We've got Ricky Mundo, the newly renamed Ricky Mundo.
I like to call him Nude Moon. Because he's a new moon. new moon.
So we've got them, but not only that, we have got the returning Pimpinella Escarlata.
Yeah, interesting.
Pimpy is back after a very long absence.
What an interesting time to return him.
Right.
In my humble opinion.
Right.
Yeah, it lacked a punch for me.
A little bit. I feel like when we don't know what the stakes are, it's hard to
care.
Right.
Yeah, and I was having such a good time at the beginning of the match and then at the very end of the match.
We got a lot of good spots. We got all three of the Rabbit Tribe eliminating Son of Madness.
Wonderful.
By like hoisting him like almost bar mitzvah style.
Quick shout out to I'm not gonna say his name right. I only know his real name. Come on, do it for me. Come on.
What's he wrestle as
Mala
now?
Suertes.
There you go.
I did it right. If I just say it really low and slow, I could do it. Shout out to him. We love him a lot.
It sounded like you were doing suave. Mala
Suerte.
Mala Suerte.
Mala Suertes.
Yes, Mala Suerte. One of our absolute favorite talents on the show. Friend of the show.
And a wonderful person and was so fun in this fight.
Yes.
Fight. Do you like that I called it a fight?
It's a fight.
Yeah, I love the spot that Paul did too, where he just had, I don't remember who it was, he just had somebody in his D.
It was Pimpinella. It was Pimpy.
Well, that's great.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He just stayed there, and then he took his hands off, and he was like, woo!
Right.
<Free way!" laughs> It was a lot of fun.
He was doing his best charo.
Yeah, coochie. No, it was great.
We got Masquerita Sagrada almost passing away upon his elimination. He was almost eliminated from this realm of existence.
If you're going to throw somebody out of the ring,
someone that weighs so much less than you
must
do,
account for their weight. Right. Because if who was it that he ran into? I think it was somebody in the Rabbit Tribe.
Gosh.
I think it was Mala Suerte.
I don't know. I feel like it. I don't know. It might have been the Rabbit Tribe and Son of Madness.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
But luckily somebody like put their shoulders up.
Right.
And that's
right.
The only reason why he didn't fly into the stairs.
He was heading straight for those stairs.
Like he got caught.
Right.
He would have died. Probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's immortal, really.
Oh, well.
He's survived. Yeah, I'm sure he's survived much worse than that in his time on this earth.
I had a real Jewish mom moment. I was like, somebody stop him.
Somebody stop me. Send me that gift the other night, too.
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
We're bringing the mask back. What is it? 22 years later.
Where has it gone? Really? It's a classic.
It is a timeless classic.
Mm.
So we've got the Battle Royal. Who else? We've got Ricky Mundo. We've got PJ Black.
Yeah.
Doing their thing.
Doing their thing.
PJ
Black accidentally eliminates Ricky
Mundo. Oh, Ricky Mundo. Right. Then we come down to PJ Black and the Mac.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
nice.
You know, rhyming names.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
That is fun.
That's probably why, right?
That is fun. Eventually, we get a stunner from the Mac and an amazing, amazing sell from PJ Black sent over the top rope.
No matter how bored I am in a match, when I see Willie Mac do the stunner, I pop so hard.
Oh, it's great.
It makes the match, like, the whole thing was fun, and then they lost me towards the end, and then they got me back with the stunner.
Was it Jimbo that told us that that Steve Austin gave Willie his blessing to use it?
I love that.
I believe that happened.
Asking me something that happened before today? Because I don't remember.
I know. I should know better. No, when Austin was in here, when he was in studio, I believe Jimbo asked him about Willie using it, and Austin was all for it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was in the studio?
He was.
Nobody calls me.
I know.
I just like, okay.
I know, right?
That's fine.
It's fine. No big deal.
I'm okay.
So the Mac is the recipient of a very unique opportunity. Ooh. From a very dapper Dario Cueto.
Oh, he looks like a cater waiter.
A very sweet boy. Very, very, very sweet catering boy.
Yeah.
Who informs Willie that part of his unique opportunity,
yes, of course,
is a chance at the trios titles, but it is up to Dario who Willie's partners are. So he picks the two people that we saw in the Hell of War match last week, Dante Fox and Killshot.
See, this is an interesting pick, not only because it's like, okay, we see what you did there, but also,
all right.
Yeah, okay,
all right.
But also, they're both super, like, some of the top guys
sure.
in the temple. Like, sure. they're two really, really strong competitors, mm-hmm. but they have this feud between them. So are they going to be able to keep their head in the game?
Right.
Interesting. Mm. I don't know.
Stuff like this, I think we always see them win the titles and then a very long will they or won't they keep them.
Kiss? Will they, won't they
will
kiss?
Will they or won't they kiss?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would be pretty annoyed if I was Willie Mac, if those were my tag team partners,
because right.
I'd be like, well, they're just going to steal all the attention.
Right.
Like,
and then possibly cost him the match.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, I don't know about it, but I guess we'll see it.
So we'll see. We'll see the Mac, Dante Fox, and Killshot take on Pindar, Vibora, and Drago for the Trios titles, I guess, either next week or the week after, by the time the season's over.
We'll see it by the time the season's over. Yeah. I'm sure.
In the remaining two episodes of Ultima Lucha.
Yeah, sure.
We'll see.
I'm tepid, but I'm sure that I'm going to like it once I see it. Killshot, yeah. Aero Fox. Did I say that right one? Did
I say that? I mean, that was a name. Yes.
I should have said Dante. I get confused. Okay. But Killshot, Dante Fox, and Willie Mack are both supremely talented and right. supremely fun to watch. Right. So it's going to be great regardless.
Yeah, it'll be good stuff. It'll be good stuff. We go backstage. We get some heated bickering
yeah.
between Ivelisse and Jeremiah Crane.
A bit of a domestic.
She a bit of a squabble.
Uh-huh.
A bit of a fracas, if you will.
A fracas.
Yeah.
Never done heard of that. Well, nope.
Never done heard of that. Ivelisse has apparently found out about his intentions with another woman.
Yeah.
And
who is she? Which is my favorite thing for any woman to say.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
Who is she and I don't know her are my two favorite things.
Her.
I don't know her. That's. I wish she would have done that when he was like, "It's Katrina. I don't know her."
If he said hit him with the clap back, I would have lost my mind.
That's funny.
So he spills the beans. It's Katrina. And he's. I believe he. First of all, he physically threatens to kick her ass. I believe.
Yes, he does. She threatens to kick his ass first.
Right. Okay. That's what it was.
We're in the temple. This is equal opportunity.
I couldn't remember which. Preceded which.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said it first. She said, I'll kill you.
But then it drops a big old B-bomb.
Yeah,
he drops a big old B-bomb.
He calls her a bitch.
He said.
Where's mom?
Bitch.
Oh, we did it! Yeah. Both, Ty and I both went, oh!
It was a palpable gasp moment that we had.
I might have grabbed your shoulder. No, I grabbed your shoulder later when Melissa said,
that's right.
We'll get to that.
That's right. A lot of, they're working blue tonight. Ultima Lucha. They're
there was
working
two
blue.
Bitches, too.
Right.
Somebody else said something.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
But she obviously takes none to that. She is the only one that can call herself a bitch because she's the baddest bitch in the temple.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
So she gives him a big old...
it's all about intention.
Big old super kick to the solar plexus, sends him through the bathroom stall.
That's really sweet of you to say that was a big old kick.
It's a bit, not, maybe
That's
not...
That's really not, sweet.
It was a super kick.
It was a kick.
It was a kick.
It was. I did that earlier in my office. It was definitely a kick. And he sold it like a gunshot.
Right.
He was like, I think he might have been bleeding as well.
He sold it like he might have gotten shot with like a non-lethal beanbag gun.
Yes.
Just like really like,
yes,
it's
exactly
gonna bruise
like that.
For
exactly
a while.
Like
yeah.
that. Like a close range paintball.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. Good for him.
Right. So we know that later on in the night we are going to see Ivelisse versus Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we haven't seen Ivelisse for the vast majority of the season
or
due
even
to
really
injury.
That much of Katrina. I mean, we've seen her in
vignettes. Not really as much of a Katrina either.
Yeah, well, welcome back, ladies.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Ultimate Lucha. What's up? What are you looking at?
I was just laughing on the monitor. Steve on the ones and twos.
You are looking at nothing. Nothing is going on.
I forgot to put over Steve, one of my absolute favorite people of all time, on the ones and twos.
Hey.
Yes. joined also by Shao Kahn in the booth, as we like on here.
I
on
like
show.
Steve, too.
Steve's the best.
Yeah.
Steve
Yay. Steve took some of my jerky earlier. Yay. Here it is. Not a sponsor.
That is not a euphemism.
Oh, it's not? So,
oh,
he also gave me a hand job.
Oh, my.
Back to you, Ty.
So, Ivelisse versus Katrina.
I'm not going to eat this beef.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
This match was really, like, we really enjoyed this. We really enjoyed this a lot.
We did. We eventually did. It was a slow start.
We weren't sure. It was a little bit of a slow burn. We weren't sure
and
if we were going
to
be on
board. They did sell us on it because like we did not go into it with the best attitudes because we haven't seen them.
Right. And so, we didn't realize that they were going to pull out all the stops. We didn't realize they were going to kick out the jams.
I didn't know they were going to pump up the jams, pump it up. Right. I didn't know.
So the fight takes them outside to the ringside area, takes them all the way to Dario Cueto's office.
Yeah, which he loves.
Right, of course. Katrina locks herself inside Dario Cueto's office.
Yeah.
Ivelisse is trying to go around to each door, trying to slam on the door to get in.
Yes.
And Katrina, like the world's worst knock-knock joke, just goes like, ding dong.
I know. It was immediate.
Shatters a bottle right over the second. It was a split second between opening the door, shattering the bottle overhead.
Yeah.
She's definitely... Steve, she was pumping up the jam.
Yes!
The musicality of this after show is one of my favorite things.
I'm going to do the Mala Suerte.
Mala Suerte!
Besame!
So, but, like, she kept coming out with bottles.
There was a lot of like, bottles three or four straight to the forehead.
And we talked about it while we were watching it, and, like, canonically, it makes sense. It stands to reason that Dario's office would be filled with liquor bottles.
Yes.
Like...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Empty liquor bottles.
Right, right.
Yeah, because none of them had any liquid in them.
Right, yes. Right. Because he doesn't just love cocaine.
No, he loves liquor.
I can't remember if that's been established canonically or if we've just made that up in our heads.
No, that he loves cocaine?
Yeah.
There's been more than a few cocaine on his nose. And him lifting up from doing cocaine. And remember the one like 3 weeks ago where Taya was like, you got a little something inside of your nose. It's cocaine.
Why don't I remember that?
Well, she didn't say those words. She was just like,
it's
cocaine.
It's cocaine. I knew you were
Get it out of your nose. It's cocaine. Bossy, come on. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Cocaine.
And I love that he stood in his doorway where like...
He was just doing the shrug emoji.
Yeah, no, he was so cute. It was a little intense. And then
it was. There was so much blood.
So much blood. She got broken open. Ew. Immediately.
And like a lot of licking and of
licking
kissing
of
this
the blood. Yeah.
Which...
No. That's a hard no for me.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes? I'm going to say no for me. I'll watch it again.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't, the thought of it. She's very brave. Katrina's very brave licking another person's blood.
Brave soul.
I would ask for her test results. Her records. before I licked somebody else's blood, I'd be like, what's in this blood?
Sure. Is it cocaine?
Is it cocaine? Too much cocaine in the blood.
So yes, lots of bottle service, if you will.
Oh, cute.
Oh, cute.
That was
tight, yeah. Dog. what else did we get? We got that weird sort of butterfly sit out bomb finisher from Katrina.
Yeah.
I'm going to level with you. I have no clue what to call that.
I don't know if it's. I think it's a half move.
That's a good way to put it.
It's like it's like on its way.
Right. It's like there was a half of that move and it got donated to Marty's finisher,
exactly.
Which is too much of a move.
It's so... I can't even begin to tell you what it is.
No.
It's so much of a move.
It's so much.
It's half the match.
Right. Right.
Remember that last spot? Oh, you mean the match?
It was just setting up that move. So eventually we get... a fight over the rock, over the mystical rock that controls Mil Muertes.
Yes.
Ivelisse hits Katrina over the head with it.
Pins her.
Hits her with kind of a step-up DDT sort of dealy.
I don't know.
Come on. You know a DDT.
I do know a DDT. Step-up DDT. Is it just when you step up and then do a DDT?
Yes.
Yes. That is what happens.
It's one of the more self-explanatory moves in professional wrestling.
Then yes.
So... she hits her with the rock, hits her with the DDT, gets the pin, doesn't get to celebrate for too long before she is straight up Nancy Kerrigan'd by Jeremiah Crane with a hammer.
Oh,
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, that was cute. I enjoyed that a lot. No. I think it made sense.
I don't know if I've seen a just straight up hammer used since Chris Jericho and Chyna feuded.
Wow.
Did you ever see that?
Yes, program? Of course.
Yes.
So did I ever see that program?
That program?
Did you ever see that program?
That program?
I did indeed.
When, yes, when they were kind of feuding, kind of teaming over the IC title. Y2J tied her to a chair and smashed her thumb with a hammer.
Yeah, but even that was not as clean of a shot as what we saw
it was
with Jeremiah Crane tonight.
This, so he hits her in the back of the knee with a hammer.
I didn't see what it was. I thought it was like a
It looked to me like a tire iron, exactly. Yeah.
Which would be cool, but I get a hammer.
But then he kind of lifts her leg and hits her like on the patella, straight up on the kneecap, right?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
I think it was shin.
Was it shin?
I think it was more shin because I remember grabbing my shin.
No.
It was shin.
I don't know what would be worse.
It was shin because she was holding her ankle.
Is that why? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think they were like, you know.
Whatever. Right. And then just the mocking of her agonized screams.
Unreal.
It was a great moment in cinematography.
For me, if I was Jeremiah Crane, it'd be incredibly anticlimactic because Katrina just took a rock and left. Like, there was no thank you.
Yeah.
There was no like a, ooh, oh, daddy, oh, love it. Mm. It was just, thanks for the rock, thanks for the ouchies.
Deuces.
I'm going to get out of here.
Right.
And then she pretended like she won. She like stood out of the ring and she was like, I have my rock. Like, you still lost.
I mean, you lost the match. Right. Mm. We talked about it a little. I would have really liked to see where they went with Ivelisse possessing that rock and how that changes the dynamic between Mill and Katrina, how it changes the dynamic between Mill and Ivelisse, how it changes the dynamic between Jeremiah and Ivelisse.
I like it from a relationship changing standpoint, but I don't know how much it would actually offer to the storyline if Ivelisse had the rock.
I don't know. We don't know.
I just don't think it would mean much. Like, I don't think she'd do anything with it. I think it would probably last half of an episode.
But what if she did? What if she decided to start, like, messing with Mil Mortis to get...
I mean, what if she created an entirely new character and storyline? Yeah.
That's also true.
That would be the thing that had to
happen.
What
if Jeremiah became, like, her Mil Mortis?
Cool. That's cool. But Jeremiah's nobody's errand boy.
Right. He's just their Ouija. He's Katrina's,
a Ouija man.
He's Katrina's Ouija boy.
He's a Ouija man.
He's a sweet, sweet Ouija man.
He's a Ouija man.
Ouija man.
Man.
Jeremiah Ouija man.
Yes. Oh, I love him. Oh, is he good.
He's great. I really thought that he was going to hit her with that hammer and then put her in the stretch muffler.
Oh, you yelled stretch muffler.
Yes.
I remember happening.
Yes. That was, I don't know, I can't remember, I think he's used it in the temple as Jeremiah Crane. Okay,
he
right?
He totally has.
Okay, yeah. That's one of my favorite moves because it's so simple.
It's very simple, but it also, you can see why it's painful.
Right.
Which, with a lot of things that look simple, like a bear hug, I was mistaken. Bear hugs are very painful.
Right.
So please never give me one again. You know who you are. But yeah, no, I...
If we can take an off-ramp tangent a little bit.
Oh, please. You know I like those.
Did you hear about this MMA fight where a guy won with an actual Boston Crab?
Are you
an
serious?
An actual Walls of Jericho?
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
This guy somehow, I don't know how, but he managed to lock in a Boston Crab and sat back and actually tapped the guy out with it.
Was he a mark? Like, is he a fan?
He must be. I can't imagine that's a normal MMA move.
What if it was just intuitively happened?
just an organic Walls of Jericho.
Happens to me all the time.
It was wild. It was pretty cool.
I always find myself in figure fours. And I'm like, where'd I go?
The figure four and the sharpshooter, you couldn't stop me from doing those when I was a kid.
You couldn't stop me.
Ric Flair great. All day.
Yeah, that's great.
Molly, I'm sweating.
Oh,
have you ever seen that video of Ric Flair?
No,
it's that song, but his woos are the punctuation in between the
lines.
Oh,
that's great!
It's great! It's great stuff. Anyways, back on topic.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's the end of the match.
Yes,
we're done with that match.
We're done with that match. We're moving on to Lucha de Apuestas.
I think that was the only vignette we had too.
Yes, it was.
Oy vavoy.
Oy, right?
Oy, give me more. I need more.
Yeah, but this is Ultima Lucha.
I know, but don't have Vinny.
It's all about violence.
And then not having me in pizza in the bathroom.
I know. I missed seeing Vinny. I miss seeing our sweet Vinny.
I know. I want to hear him talk. I want to see him eat pizza. I want to see him in the bathroom.
I want to see him hit one of those sweet STOs like he hit on Brian Cage.
Oh, okay. I was like, leg sweep. I don't know what that is.
And it's then, like now it starts out with the rock and rock bottom.
I remember now.
Leg sweep.
Because I was like, oh, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's the memory that I had. Yes. I was just reiterating the memory.
It's an STO. Space Tornado Ogawa. It's very creatively named.
I love that.
It's great. Oh. Very Japanese. Big love to Vinnie Massaro.
Huge love.
Of course.
Big love, not the show.
Right.
Unless you guys want to be my brother dads. I mean, not dads. Husbands.
I was going to say, is that what they're called? No. Rachel?
Brother husbands.
Got it.
So fun. If you guys were my brother husbands, do you know how much fun that'd be?
It'd be great. It'd be a great time. It'd be a great time.
Who would be the third? There needs to be a third, though.
I don't know. I feel like...
Between you, Vinny, there needs to be, like, one person to, like...
I was at a party once, and it was, like, there were six guys, and we all went through who would be which husband.
Do you remember who would be the third one in this situation?
Gosh, I have no clue.
Because
there were six of us.
If it's you and Vinny, then, like, that's a great time. We need somebody to, like, anchor the ship.
Right.
We need a grounded... I was going to say Willie Mack, but that doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. All right, we'll figure this out. Brian Cage. That'd be great.
There you go.
Oh, my family. Oh, I love you guys so much.
Just constantly eating chicken out of a Tupperware container.
I would just come home every day so proud of my little family.
So proud of my...
Oh, yeah.
That's our new sitcom.
And then now we're at the final match.
We're at Lucha de Opuestas. We're at Hair versus Mask.
Yes.
Marty the Moth versus Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I liked it.
It was super great.
But I know you. The thing that is problematic for you is the forward roll that Phoenix does before his cutter.
It is so goofy.
Right.
It is like, it dilutes everything.
It kills all the momentum of a very, very nice cutter.
Yeah. And it happens so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so much frontward rolling.
Right.
Reminds me of my 6-year-old gymnastics class. When that was all we could do.
Right.
But he's so much more capable than that.
Oh, of course.
Which is funny that, like, don't you know that that's what you're doing?
Right.
Are you just committing to a thing? Is that, I'm asking the question. Like, is that just a commitment to a thing because you've done it a couple times and now you got to do it?
Well, Conan, do you remember Conan?
Of course.
Conan in his WCW days used to do something kind of similar.
But he's very big.
He's a larger man.
And he would come up differently.
He would roll through. He would come up with a clothesline.
Yeah, and he would come up looking like he was like, it wasn't a frontward roll. It was like a frontward roll, but like he would come up like this. Like he would have one of his knees down.
I see.
It was a much more active move.
Okay.
I wouldn't
have thought you knew this much about Conan's roll through clothesline.
Uh-oh, she watches wrestling.
But if I had brought anything else up about WCW, you would have said, like, nope.
I did actually just watch a lot of WCW.
Did you?
Yes. I watched, because I was on Law, the podcast, Keep It 2000 is this podcast that's on the Law Network, which is, like, what Meltzer's on and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was a WCW podcast, and so I watched like 5 or 6 episodes in a row, and I hate it. It's bad. It's categorically bad.
There were some good things.
What
era were you watching?
2000s.
So like, but that would have had to be 2000 or the first month of 2001.
It was 2000.
Okay.
Every 30 seconds, I was offended.
Were you watching, like, the Cruiserweight Tag Title Tournament?
No, I didn't get there.
Okay.
No. It was past that. After that.
Okay. So, like, Elix Skipper and Kid Romeo were the tag champs.
Yes. And I can get down with, like, some David Arquette. I can get down with that because that's funny and weird.
Ready to Rumble is one of my favorite movies.
And there's a lot of stuff that I was like, that's silly and I like it. But every 30 seconds, I was like, as a woman, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was pretty problematic.
Yeah, and
wrestling in general,
I've been a fan since I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what the deal is.
Right.
And now it's different, but I understand generally what the deal is. But it was a different level.
Sure.
That was okay.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
I'm glad we're in an equal opportunity temple.
Right.
What a good tangent.
So let's get back to Mask versus Hair, Phoenix versus Marty the Moth. We see some awesome stuff. A lariat from Marty that just turns Phoenix inside out.
Yes, that was insane.
Awesome stuff.
I 100% didn't even see what happened.
Right.
I was like, where did they go?
Right. What else did we see? I feel like so much happened in this episode.
Marty's the ninth wonder of the world.
Yes.
He is like, he's incredible to watch.
Lots of amazing super kicks, lots of big boots, bicycle kicks.
And constant face.
Right.
Constantly serving face.
Yes.
Which is really important to
me. At one point, and I know this is going to set off your forward roll radar, but at one point, Marty the Moth was sitting on that top turnbuckle. Phoenix rolls through and gives him a rising palm strike, a shote, if you will. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of stuff happened, and Marty, over the course of the match, is ripping Phoenix's mask more and more and more.
So intense.
And eventually there is so much blood. I legitimately can't even remember what it was that did it.
Yeah.
But
I think that it was just like was a moment we couldn't see.
We, not to backtrack too much, but we forgot to talk about Katrina taking the railing with her skull. In the last
Are you okay?
So Katrina and Ivelisse are on the steps of the temple, and Ivelisse reaches up and grabs Katrina's head and slams it into the railing with more force than I have ever seen in any wrestling show. That's exactly what it sounded like when we watched it.
There's no pat, like, I didn't see.
It's the hardest part of the steps.
End of the head. Right. I didn't see any break between the railing and the head.
No, exactly. It's I'm okay at 2 inches
down, though. She could have broken her neck.
Right.
Like, that was not a safe move.
Right. No, that could have been Million Dollar Baby. Like,
ooh, go.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what she would have said.
No.
Right.
Forced lobotomy.
Right.
That's bad news, Bears.
Oh, my God.
What?
In lore, did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get lobotomized?
Yeah, sure did. Of course.
So good.
Of course.
So good. Guys, go check out lore. Creep LA is putting on lore in downtown LA.
So good.
That's just a little plug for something that we did that was so much fun.
I bought a thing that you would really like. I already showed you a picture.
No.
Because I bought a while ago. I bought this 1920s European lobotomy needle.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that off air because that sounds dope.
It is dope. I'll bring it to you.
What else? What else did we see? There's a lariat, rising palm strike.
Yeah.
So many kicks. Eventually, it looks like Marty... Once again, I'm sorry, we just watched this like the second before we came in the studio. Uh-huh. I can't remember what Marty had in his hand, but it looked like he was literally about to murder Phoenix. And that was when Melissa jumped up on the apron and started...
Oh.
What did he have in his hand?
I think it was scissors.
Was it?
I think so.
To, like, cut the mask off or something?
Yeah, no, I think so, because she took them from him.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and then Mel was like, no, I'll be with you forever. I'll be with you, I promise. Mm. She didn't hold on to that very long.
No.
She probably should have followed through just a little bit. Give him a little kiss.
A little bit.
That's okay.
A little bit.
You give him a little kiss.
That's fine.
But no, she didn't. She was like, she slapped him in the face pretty immediately.
And kicked him in the dinkle.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
The
dinklage. And, kicked him in the peter.
Right in the dink.
Right
in the doink and dink.
Yeah.
Were you watching during doink and dink?
I have watched.
Do you know of doink
I wasn't
and dink?
Watching, but I have watched.
Okay.
Doink and dink.
Right.
And I,
Doink was so much better as a heel. He was when he was a villainous clown. He was miles better.
I don't like the size gimmick.
Oh, I see.
But either
and,
way,
and wrestling
either
is,
way.
And wrestling has gone to that well.
Yeah,
quite,
either
quite
way,
a few
I don't
times.
Like the size gimmick.
Right.
And what was really not obnoxious, but frustrating, was all the pins at the end. Just Marty kept pinning Phoenix over and over and over
again.
B, pin. And
Rachel's been doing a lot of live streaming of wrestling games on Slaytrix.
I really have.
So all
some
all
would say too much.
Our B button.
Yeah, and every time I'm like, oh, it's a rollout. Oh, RT. But
he's got one rollout left.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's too fatigued. I'm like, no, you don't have time to taunt. You don't have time.
If you taunt too much, it's gonna stop giving you a moment.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. No, they stopped letting you spam taunts in like the first two games. I mean, you can, but it won't do anything.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not good at the game. I just love it. I got a passion for it.
So yes, as you said, a lot of near falls, a lot of close calls. Eventually,
cool rhyme.
As we say, oh, I'm a poet, and I didn't even realize it. Melissa,
that is so unsatisfying.
I know, it's like poetic blue balls. Oh my God. Melissa hauls off, kicks him right in the dink. allows Phoenix to hit that kind of double jump 450 splash.
Sure.
For the win.
Yeah.
Yes.
FTW.
Now, Marty is not about to hold on to his word.
No, of course not.
He's getting out of Dodge. He's escaping up the steps with Mariposa.
He was a sissy. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
He nuzzles her bosom.
He even at one point says, I have my sister.
My sister. Oh.
But as sometimes happens, it's a brother and sister relationship in so much as the brother and sister from Cruel Intentions.
Right. I've got to rewatch that movie.
Me too.
Whoa.
Right.
Wow, I like that movie.
Me too. So, Marty turns around, gets a chair right to the dome from Mariposa. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Which sends him kind of halfway tumbling down the stairs.
Because we saw them feud in the past.
Almost like an Ace Ventura moment.
Yeah, true. We saw them feud in the past.
Not really feud.
Not feud,
did we?
But we saw them. There was at least one episode where they were against each other because she was mad at him for loving Melissa so much.
I see. Yeah.
Well, that was a subtext.
So she handcuffs his wrists to both railings.
Crazy.
Both of those railings.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
More
crazy.
Oh.
Just. And then the rest of the episode is just him like getting his head shaved and serving so much more face.
Yeah, a lot of screaming and nose, which is great. And very few things. Nope, that's not true. A lot of things make me nervous, and this was one of the things that made me really nervous.
Oh, right, because with that much jerking and head movement.
With that much body acting, to have to cut and shave somebody's head.
Right. Which I believe... I believe that's happened in hair matches before, where someone was moving too much.
And they get stabbed in the head.
And got an electric razor. Electric buzzer, just like huge gash right in the head.
Everybody's got to stop that talk right now.
Fairly sure that's happened.
Because I can feel it.
Right?
I don't like it.
No, it's not great.
Everybody stop that talk.
Stop.
Thank you.
Everybody stop that talk is Rachel's new single.
Stop that talk.
It's your new hit single.
Yeah. It's just that, though.
It's just that. It's more
My
of a sound drop.
My phone is so cold right now.
It's very chilly in here.
I love it.
It's great.
I'm usually really hot. Yeah. I got really sweaty last night. I went out to drinks with my ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I got really sweaty, so I left.
All right.
I just, like, felt weird.
I'll buy it. I'll take that story.
I got hot, and I was like, I'm leaving. Cool.
Well, next week, we've got part three of Ultima Lucha Trace.
Yeah.
After having a newly shorn Marty the Moth Martinez.
Yeah, his little hair's gone. It's kind of Samson to me, that hair.
A little bit.
Don't have long hair and then cut it.
We've got a lot to get to in the rest of Ultima Lucha Trace. We've got, yes.
I just remember that you used to have long hair.
I did. For about 8 years. That's right. I didn't know you did that. What else? We've got a ladder match between Pentagon Dark and Son of Havoc for the Gift of the Gods.
Yeah.
We've got a triple threat match between Cage, Jeremiah Crane, and Mil Muertes.
Fun.
For the Gauntlet.
I wish it was just Cage versus Jeremiah Crane, though.
Yeah, me too. I like Mil Muertes a lot, but I agree. We've got title versus career, Johnny Mundo versus Prince Puma. Right? I'm right on that, right?
Yeah, what's going to happen? I've heard rumors, but not anything that is beyond dirt sheets.
Right. Yeah.
I want to know.
I don't know. There's a lot. What else? We've got the Mac, Killshot, and Dante Fox. Taking on the Lizard Tribe, I guess what they're called.
Cool.
For the Trios titles?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Great.
Cool.
Fine.
Right.
Good. Oh, good. There are a lot of matches I'm excited about.
Yes, definitely. We've got Last Luchadora Standing between Sexy Star and Taya. So that should be fun.
We don't talk about it.
No, we don't talk about it
because it's too good for us.
Okay.
It's too juicy.
A lot of stuff to get to. Hopefully Jimbo
Twitter is going to be so fun that
hopefully
night.
Hopefully Jimbo will join us next week to have the whole squad at least once more by the end of the season. If you're joining us on YouTube, on our brand new YouTube channel, we want to thank you so much. Remember to hit us up at AfterBuzzTV or email us at info@afterbuzztv.com to find out all about our new verticals. All that stuff. And if you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate 5 stars if nasty, all of that good stuff. I only have like 2 more chances to say that. But for now, Rachel, where can they find you?
Wow.
No, Steve, wait. No.
What? Oh, whoa. Oh my God.
Yay. Are we back?
Oh, where'd we go?
Jumped the gun a little bit. It happens to the best of us.
I don't know what happened. But I wasn't
now,
listening.
For real, Rachel, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Snapchat, new to Snapchat.
Duh.
And it's really gross there. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, at Rachel Sam Evans, or Rachel Sam Fans. Honestly, it truly does depend on how your brain works.
It was bad enough that you had your Twitter DMs open.
I might close them.
It's probably a good call.
I might close them after the one that I got today. I'll show you later.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nice. Oopa doopa. And also, please do subscribe to my YouTube channels. www.youtube.com/snarled, www.youtube.com/slaytricks, love you.
You can find me,
guys,
you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. That includes Overwatch. The Halloween event is coming up on the 10th, so I'm going to be playing a hell of a lot of that. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Hit me up. Go watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every Saturday at 4 p.m. Check your local listings and come out to the tapings if you're local. But that's about it. So, so until next week, until part 3 of Ultima Lucha 3, Viva La Lucha!
Viva La Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.